Jamel Dean. He is with Occupy Lansing. Many of us have been seeing on the news Occupy Wall Street. Many folks are there demonstrating, and there's going to be a activity here tomorrow. We're going to talk with Jamel Dean about that. Jamel, thanks so much for your time this morning.
All right. No problem. How's it going?
All right. Where are you from, and tell me what you do. You're a student? You work? What do you do?
Yes, I'm from Grand Rapids. I'm a student at GRCC.
And tell us about Occupy Lansing. How did you hear about it? Where are you located? How many people are with you? Give us the info on that.
All right. Well, Occupy Lansing kind of started about 3 weeks ago. It was inspired by the Occupy Wall Street protests. It started out with, you know, 5 or 10 people talking, and they got it out on social media. And through that, has expanded, and 1,500 people plus are expected to show up on Saturday.
How many people do you have out there with you? Now, are you part of the group that's camping out?
I am not. I was there last weekend when we initially started camping out there.
Okay. Now, what is your agenda?
We don't have an agenda. Right now, it is all about supporting Occupy Wall Street, promoting solidarity through the 99% of Americans that don't control the 1% of the money.
What, from your perspective, what is Occupy Wall Street's agenda? What do they want done? What do they need?
Oh, right. So Occupy Wall Street's agenda, they actually have a whole list online. Things ranging from repealing the Glass-Steagall Act to things going on with legislation around the food laws and things that have happened.
All right, so there's a lot of legislative issues you want changed, and a lot of folks who are involved with this have a challenge with a minority of people, the 1% controlling the majority of the wealth in the country. Is that correct?
Yes. One of the main things they want done is the corporate money out of politics, as well as a lot of the money that comes from lobbying out of politics, because it taints the political process, and the legislators don't work for the people anymore. They work for the people who are giving them money to be reelected next time.
All right. Now, just so I'm clear on this, do you, the people you're with, does Occupy Lansing, Occupy Wall Street, have a problem with a guy who either went to school or came up with an idea that made he and his family rich and that they have wealth? Do you have a problem with that?
I can't speak for Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Lansing. Me, myself, and my peers that I've talked to, we don't have a problem with somebody making money from a good idea. It's the fact that corporations and businesses take advantage of their workers, you know, and don't really let the money trickle down, as, you know, a lot of the tax laws have been designed to do, which obviously doesn't work, as we've seen the last 10 years.
So what do you think these wealthy business owners, corporate owners, should compensate the workers more than they do?
Yes. I mean, if you take a look at, like, the minimum wage, and my understanding is that it was created so somebody could have a job and at the least amount of money have some type of sustainable wage. You cannot sustain yourself on $7.15 to $7.40 an hour if that's what you choose to do.
But you choose not to do that. You're getting your education. You're going to make more money because of that. Shouldn't the majority of people who have the opportunity to do that do that? There are some that are not compelled to do that, that choose not to do so for whatever reason.
I also realize I'll be buried under, you know, $100,000 or more of debt. And, you know, is that completely right, you know? Isn't education a right of the people? Education prices only go up. And, you know, it's something that we have to figure out why that happens. It used to be cheaper. Why is it going up?
All right. Jamel Dean is with Occupy Lansing. I got your cell phone, Jamel. We'll stay in touch. I'll probably give you a call on Monday just to talk about Saturday's function. I'll talk about that. What's going on and what time and where tomorrow?
Okay, yeah, it's going on Saturday morning, 10 a.m. We're meeting at Rudess Park in Lansing, and there should be a lot of people there. Parking is going to be a hard thing to do. We've been telling people to park out at the ends of the bus routes, so like 24-hour Meijers or, you know, the Walmarts and things, and ride the bus in.
All right, Jamel, and for folks who want to be involved with Occupy Lansing, is there a phone number or website they can go to?
Yes, you can go to occupylansing.org, I believe, or you can also find info on occupymi.org.
All right, Jamel, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Yep, no problem.